Everywhere I turn, bills, bills, and more bills. I may as well tell y'all, call me Bill, and y'all should pay me. Because everywhere I turn is a bill, another bill for this, another bill for that. The bill is coming faster than the monthly stuff. Bills, 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 bills every day. Bills, bills, I can't pay. Why? I'm going crazy. I can't pay them bills. Water bill, to pay. Light bill, to pay. Gas bill, oh my gosh. Gas. Can you believe the price of gas right now? I may as well just get rid of my car and get a bike. But I can't ride all the way to the Bronx. My legs gonna finish. Cell phone bill to pay. Car payment to pay. Mortgage. And if you don't pay it, you go into foreclosure and then you're out on the street. Not good. When I see $20 for a dozen eggs, I may as well go buy some chickens and put them in my house. And the college tuition to pay. We don't pay it, kick them out. And guess what? Like a good neighbor, State Farm is here. They're not a good neighbor. If you're a good neighbor, why car insurance so high? Again, if I don't pay the car insurance, I can't come to the Bronx. Rent to pay. Oh my gosh, too many bills. How come a God that I serve, a God who sits up high and look down low, can make me suffer so much? What kind of God is that? I said I was gonna quit my job at the club, but looks like I'll have to continue in the club to pay the bills. The bills gotta pay. Hey, hey, the bills gotta pay. Hey, my goodness, God, who did I offend? And now church asking for tithe, an offering, and the best part is they want us to match the offering with the tithe. So wait, if I struggle to give you $200 tithe, I have to give you $200 offering too? Hey, oh God, we finish, oh. We finish. Something is wrong somewhere.
Come over here, sir. Come over here.
We have money.
Why am I seeing two directions? One going to the world and one going to heaven. There are so many opportunities in the world and the club.
Yo, come over here.
But heaven promises eternal life.
Just come over here.
I don't know what to do. You know what? I'm going to go this way. The bills are going to be paid. And if me dead, the bill dead with me too. I don't want to burn. I cook in the kitchen and a little bit of water touch me and I'm ready to call 911. I don't like to burn. I don't want to get burned. I don't want my skin finished with burn. So, you know what? I will not compromise my integrity to pay a bill. The bill will get paid, or guess what? It's going to get written off my credit score after 7 years. That's fine. I can live with that. I will not compromise myself. I will trust in the Lord. I will call him with intention. I will call him by his name, the provider, Jehovah Jireh. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will give you all your wants and all your needs. So all we have to do is trust him. I'm going over there. I'm taking the heavenly train. Yeah. Oh, yes, that's what I'm going to do. I'm taking that. Oh, wait. Hold the train. Hold the train.
Hold the train.
What are we doing? What are we doing over here?
Huh?
What are we doing?
Where?
I can't do this no more.
We're having a party. What do you mean?
I can't stay on this train.
We're drinking. We're having fun. We're smoking. What do you mean?
If you want to drink, you can stay right here on the train.
Well, that's what I'm going to do.
All right, Bob. I'm coming. Wait.
Hey. Hold on. What happened to the party? I'm the only one on the train?
Yes. This train is a holy train. This train is a holy train. This train is a holy train. Everybody write it in Jesus' name. This train.
This is a final stop for the worldly train. All of us go through our own struggles. All of us go through our own struggles, whether it be sickness, bills, trauma, relationship, school, employment, addiction, or spiritual life. We all face struggles. While some of us allow our struggles to weigh us down and define who we are, others push through their struggles and define their struggles. Of course, not everyone is going to make it into the heavenly train. Some people will remain stuck in their old ways and lose out on eternal life. This Christian journey is not an easy one. We all will be faced with many challenges. God never promised us a smooth journey. He never promised us a life free of trials. But one thing he did promise us is that he will be with us through every trial, through every struggle. The same way he brought the Israelites through their struggles, the same way he wants to bring us through our struggle. The same way he brought Job through his trials, he wants to bring us through our trials. Today, we are on a journey with many obstacles, a journey that calls for us to make a decision. We all have a choice to make. This road that we are traveling has two directions. One leads in the direction of the world, while the other leads to eternal life. What will you choose today? Will you choose the worldly train and its temporary pleasures? Or will you choose the heavenly train, which guarantee us eternal pleasures and eternal life? God knows what is best for us, and he will never allow us to face situations he cannot bring us through. No matter what we are facing today, remember that God's timing is always best. Let's wait on him. The choice is yours.
Amen. Okay, so in the meantime, we're going to meet the cast and the choir members as we prepare for the final song. And then we will take vote of thanks and prayer to close. It's going to be on the screen. All right. So as I call the names, I want the members to come up.
Please run the slide from the beginning. Slide.
All right, so you can play the slide, Andre.
From the current one. No, the current one that you were playing just now. Not that slide.
All right, so the name, we have Nicole Moses, Kelvin Blair, myself, and we were the moderators for the program. You can give us a clap, moderators.
Next slide.
And we have Colette as Sickness, Colette Boston for Sickness, Colette. Then we have Tamika Carter for Spiritual Life. And then for Trauma, we have Georgia Matthews, your own. That's Okulu. Okulu, let's go. I'm sorry, Okulu. And then we have Georgia Matthews for Relationship. And then we have Alicia Sutherland for School. And then Orlando Powell for Employment and Addiction, the man that was drunk. Can I get a job? And then we have Mona Elitil for Bills. And then we have Sarah Camille for Distractions, Andrea Christine for Distractions. Right. Then we have Brianna and Angel as the singers and Jason. All right. We have Ethan on the keyboard along with Ethan, you can stand. And along with Jeff on the piano as well. Musicians. All right. So, and the play was written by Okolo Ennis, the choir secretary. All right. Wonderful. The play you enjoyed. All right. So we will do our final piece for the evening. And I hope and pray that we all receive a message today from this kid today. Because all of us in life, we do have struggles. Your struggles is different from my struggles. Your struggles are from our struggles. You understand me? So we're not supposed to judge each other because everybody struggles through something. Whether it's addiction or money problem, can't keep money at God. Anyways, but all of us have something struggling with. You understand me? So let us pray for each other. Let us encourage each other. We are not perfect. We are all sinners saved by grace. And we have to wait on the Lord so that he can bless us and give us strength. Amen? Run the truck, Andre.